With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Clues to curbing obesity found in neuronal sweet spot. Preventing weight gain, obesity, and ultimately diabetes could be as simple as keeping a nuclear receptor from being activated in a small part of the brain, according to a new study by Yale School of Medicine researchers. Published today in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, the studies showed that when the researchers blocked the effects of the nuclear receptor PPAR gamma in a small number of brain cells in mice, the animals ate less and became resistant to a high-fat diet. Lead author Sabrina Diano, professor in the Department of Gynecology and Reproductive Sciences at Yale School of Medicine, said, "These animals ate fatted sugar and did not gain weight, while their control litter mates did. We showed that the PPAR gamma receptors in neurons that produce POMC could control responses to a high-fat diet without resulting in obesity. POMC neurons are found in the hypothalamus and regulate food intake." Citing health risk, doctors and scientists urge Congress to reject potent herbicide mix for genetically engineered crops. Prominent doctors, scientists, and business leaders last week urged Congress to pressure the Obama administration to reject an application to market Enlist Duo, a new toxic herbicide mix of 2,4-D, and glyphosate. The medical and scientific experts told a congressional briefing that this would put human and environmental health at risk. Americans are already exposed to 2,4-D in herbicides applied to lawns, turf grass, and other non-agricultural sites. Exposure to the toxic defoliant has been linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and Parkinson's disease, as well as immune system, thyroid, and reproductive problems. Glyphosate is the harmful active ingredient in Roundup, the infamous weed killer developed by chemical giant Monsanto. In June, 35 doctors, scientists, and researchers sent a letter to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy urging her to deny Dow's application. More of your superhuman news update coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. The United States and Mexico signed Statement of Intent to Strengthen Produce Safety. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the government of Mexico's National Service for Agroalimentary Public Health, Safety and Quality and Federal Commission for the Protection from Sanitary Risk signed a Statement of Intent forming a partnership to promote the safety of fresh and minimally processed agricultural products. Mexico is the leading exporter of FDA-regulated human foods into the United States. Leading categories include fresh vegetables, $4.6 billion, fresh fruit, excluding bananas, $3.1 billion, wine and beer, $1.9 million, and snack foods, including chocolate, $1.5 billion. The Produce Safety Partnership will focus on preventative practices and verification measures for the production of safe produce, including exchanging information to better understand each other's produce safety systems, developing effective culinary-specific education and outreach materials that support industry compliance with the produce safety standards, identifying common approaches for training auditors who will verify compliance with such standards, enhancing collaboration on laboratory activities as well as outbreak response and traceback activities. Whole Foods Market recalls made-in-store items prepared with stone fruit. Whole Foods Market has recalled items made in-store using organic and conventional stone fruit, including peaches, nectarines, and plums from the Wawana Packing Company because of possible contamination with Listeria monocytogenes. While no illnesses have been reported to date, Listeria mitocytogenes is an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail and elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Although healthy individuals may only suffer short-term symptoms such as high fever, severe headaches, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, Listeria infections can cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner. Ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And it's Friday, and you know what that means. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. Carl has his Superman t-shirt on today.
That's right. I am Superman. I'm Superhuman Radio Man. That's who I am.
I was trying to be Wonder Woman in the gym yesterday.
Yes. How are you doing that?
I was channeling my inner Lolo. Remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about Lolo Jones, the Olympic track star?
She wants her butt back.
Said she wanted her booty back because she was doing the pushing the bobsled for the Winter Games.
Yeah.
And when she stopped doing it and started training for track, she started losing her booty.
Right.
So I'm pushing, now I'm going into the CrossFit section and I'm pushing the sled.
Yes.
To get to help your booty. Build my glutes. My glutes were so pumped afterward.
I could tell.
It's really good that I can feel that too. I mean, it's a good feeling.
Well, you know what's funny too? As women age, I think one of the first things that they lose is their butt.
I think so.
I mean, I know a lot of women that had nice behinds like 20 years ago, and then you see them and now, and you're like, oh my God, where did it go? And so, and we know this from a lot of the people who talk about mobility work, like Eric Cressy and them. They talk about the first thing that we lose that connection with are our glute muscles, because we don't sprint anymore. You know, everything is a slow paced walk, and we're just not engaging those muscles as frequently as we did when we were young.
Right.
So it makes perfect sense that that's the first thing to go away.
Well, I enjoyed doing it, and it works because
you
can feel it working.
Yeah, sled and farmer's walk, you feel good when you're doing those. You really do. I have to mention something. So yesterday's show, we had a little problem. During the show, I did something and changed the speed of the recording, and several people have emailed me and said yesterday's show is playing like everybody's drunk. It's like talking like this. It's fixed. I remastered the MP3 this morning at about 8:45 Eastern time. If you still have a show that's playing slow from show number 1460, just re-download the file. The correct file is 55 megabytes. The bad file is 61 megabytes, if that helps you also. So we did fix that.
Okay, so yesterday, Con Santori Davison put on, I think it was on your wall, a picture with Michelle Obama, and
let's be honest, everybody wants to like come out and hate some politician. So as soon as they saw that, they were like, people were piling on. I can't believe it.
The headline was that Michelle Obama teams with Monsanto.
Right.
And then you read on into the blog, and it's talking about how Monsanto was going to donate $50 million for her Let's Move campaign for the children's lunches. And And I put on there, this has got to be a joke.
Right.
So I digged a little bit deeper, and the website, thedailyleak.org, is a satirical website.
Right.
And so basically what
it's like the Onion. They're like the Onion. They take real people and make fake stories out of them.
It says the Daily Leak uses invented names in all its stories, except in cases where public figures are being
sodomized.
That's what you said when I said that. I was just thinking that.
Sorry.
Any other use of real names is accidental and coincidental. So I thought that was funny.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, we all want to come out and hate, but the reality is it's nonsense, and she didn't team up with Monsanto. I'm reading my notes here. Age Force. It says, don't forget to mention Age Force.
Well, you were supposed to talk about the buy one, get one free.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, they have a buy one, get one free right now on our on our website. No, actually, it's a free month. It's not a BOGO.
Oh, okay.
Scratch that. For the next 48 hours, if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the big banner ad on the right-hand side, you can get a free month of the weight loss patch. If you have not hit your goals yet, and the summer is coming to an end quickly.
Well, today is August 1st. I can't believe it.
Give it a try. Get a free month. That's it. Take care. Take advantage of it. It's not going to last long. It's a 48-hour sale. The banner ad is there now. It wasn't supposed to start till Monday. It's starting this weekend. So you have a little bit more than 48 hours. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad and try the weight loss patch. It works. So there you go.
Okay, you wanted to talk about Monsanto. Don Blinken sent us an last week we talked about the vice president of Monsanto.
Well, you know, there's lots of vice presidents, right? There's vice president of marketing, vice president of production, vice president of this. So there's a lot of VPs at Monsanto. But interestingly enough, we talked about the one VP who sold like $800,000 worth of stock. And of course, Dawn Blanken,
it was 933,000.
Okay, well, almost a million. And so Dawn, who is like got every bit of information on the internet at her fingertips, she must be so well organized. It's got to be unbelievable. She emailed me during the show, but I didn't check my email. She said the results of vice president's selling was an improvement in the stock analyst rating for Monsanto. Here are some others. So there's four vice presidents listed here. Vice President Michael Frank sold 7,500 shares. Vice President Robert Fraley, 54,740 shares. Vice President David Snively, 35,220 shares. And Vice President Kerry Preet, 49,000. So this is 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16, about $22 million in shares sold by key vice presidents at Monsanto. Now, listen to this. Wait. So this, interestingly enough, pushed the value of Monsanto's stock up, but not enough. So here's what happened. It artificially increased the stock value from $130 to $146 a share. But let's face it. These guys can't do that indefinitely and keep driving the stock up. Well, the stock is back down as of today. As of this moment, to $113 a share.
So the purpose of them selling was to drive the stock up?
Obvious. Well, they will say no. They're not going to say that because that would be some sort of securities fraud, I would imagine. They're going to say no.
Not for Monsanto.
Yeah, right. But no, they just happened to sell it. But the end result of this was organizations like Deutsche Bank and so on increased the rating for Monsanto's stock to a buy. So a bunch of people bought it, but guess what? Now it dropped down below what they paid for it. It's down to $113 a share today. And you know what? If you look at Monsanto's stock 3 months ago, in February, beginning of the year, it plummeted out of nowhere. And then it creeps up, then it plummets again. Then it had its biggest creep up to the shares that we're talking about now, okay? And now it has plummeted down almost to the levels it was back in February. So they can't artificially hoist their stock up no matter what they do. The public is not buying it. That's
good.
The bottom line.
That's a good thing.
So good for them. I hope their stock plummets more and their VPs sell as much as they can. So there you go. One other thing I want to mention because it's frustrating to me. So every so often I have the opportunity to talk to people who say to me, I've lost 30 pounds in the past 6 weeks. And they're so proud of themselves. And I want to make a point to everybody out there, because we all get caught up in this weight loss thing. Not all weight loss is a good thing, and not all weight gain is a bad thing. And until we unlock from this notion that, oh, I lost 30 pounds in 6 weeks, I'm doing great. If you are eating, you know, 6 to 1200 calories a day and you're a man, and a lot of it's alcohol, by the way, for some people, and you are losing a lot of weight, you are losing at least 50% in muscle. That is not a good thing. We have to unlock with this notion that the scale moving up and down means good or bad. Because ask somebody who's dying of a terminal illness and is losing weight daily. When they start adding weight, that's a plus. That means, oh, I'm getting better. You know, all weight loss is not a good thing. And unless you are losing fat and maintaining or increasing muscle mass, you're making a huge mistake, especially if you're older. Because there's going to come a point in time where you won't be able to add that muscle back on, and then you're screwed because you won't have enough muscle to finish your life. And I'm just frustrated with people who go on HCG diets and stupid diets.
Weight Watchers.
Yeah, Weight Watchers. I mean, you know what? If you're losing more than a pound a week, you're losing a lot of muscle. Science has already proved that. So don't be proud that you just lost the amount of weight and the amount of time that somebody who's dying of a terminal illness loses.
Well, and also too, if you're in the gym lifting weights, then you're going to gain muscle. So that's going to make the scale look heavier.
Right. And that's the other thing. If you're eating, if your maintenance level of calories for your body size is 2,500 calories and you're starving yourself at 1,200 calories a day and going into the gym and pounding it hard, you're not adding muscle. Maybe you can maintain it, but I doubt it. At those levels there, the body's going to go, muscle is too much of a strain. We need to get rid of it. So I just want to, I know a lot of people going, Carl, we get it. There are a lot of people who don't. Not all weight loss is a good thing, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. So what do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
I want to talk about the mosquito repellent. The mosquito repellent. So I went to Bed Bath & Beyond this week, and I saw an off clip-on. I'd never seen this before. And basically, it's a fan that you clip on your person somewhere on your purse, your belt, or somewhere. And it rotates. It's a fan, so it's rotating. And it has DEET, the repellent, coming out.
All the time.
All the time in a constant flow. So think about that. You're inhaling it. Your
kids, if you're a mom, we talked about this story this morning in the studio, and somebody was with us, and he said, my wife uses that. She has it clipped to her all the time.
He said she clips it to the stroller.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about that. So we're reading up about it. It has a half-life of 15 hours, so it's going to stay around forever.
Well, for at least 15 hours.
For 15 hours,
well,
yeah. Well, that's a long time.
So recently there was an article in a local newspaper or a local magazine where a University of Louisville pediatrician?
It was a woman. She was a pediatrician. And she basically said that that women on their children should use DEET because it lasts longer
and
is more effective than a natural alternative, which is, you know, eucalyptus oil, lemongrass oil. We have a blend of oils that we use as repellents that
and
we put on, and it works. So, and then she's suggesting these women put this on their children.
Now let's talk about something that's not discussed. First of all, on the National Institute of Health's own website, they recommend not inhaling DEET. That you shouldn't inhale it. Get it in your mouth or get it in your eyes, obviously, but you should not inhale it. Here's one of the interesting things about DEET that no one talks about. You know that old saying, the poison is in the dose?
Yes.
Okay. Well, DEET is a acetylcholine esterase inhibitor. Acetylcholine esterase is an enzyme that breaks down acetylcholine. And the way it works is at the synapse of a nerve, acetylcholine goes across to send the signal to the nerve so it can keep taking it upstream to the brain, right?
Right.
And once the signal is received by the nerve at the nerve synapse, acetylcholine esterase is released to stop any further reduplication of that impulse. Got it?
Got it.
And it's thought that acetylcholine esterase fails when we have deja vu. Like, wow, I think I did. Because you get the same signal twice, and you go, wow, I think I did this before. I saw it. Well, you did a millisecond before. because for some reason you got two impulses of whatever it is that your brain is seeing, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's, I'm sure there's a lot of people going, well, that's not really how it works, but it's close enough. Okay. I'm an idiot. I'm not a scientist. Okay. So acetylcholine esterase is, acetylcholine esterase inhibition is what sarin gas does. We've all heard about sarin gas because back in the day, terrorists used to try to go into China and release sarin gas in the subways. And sarin gas was used in some sort of hostage-taking event back in Germany, I want to say, or Russia, where the hostages were in like an auditorium. So they released some sarin gas. They figured they'd put everybody to sleep, and then they'd come in and get the terrorists out. Well, they killed everybody. Because what sarin gas does is it shuts down acetylcholine esterase throughout the whole body. So your nervous system goes haywire. Your heart goes haywire. Your brain goes haywire. Everything goes haywire and you die. Well, guess what DEET does? It's an acetylcholine esterase inhibitor.
That's the same thing.
As sarin gas. But the difference is you're only spraying a little bit on. You're not releasing a bunch of it and breathing it in. But then these people with this fan blowing in their kid's face.
And it's a constant stream.
And the DEET is going down their lungs and they're breathing it in. And it even says that the symptoms of inhaling DEET are dramatic changes in blood pressure, heart rate, nausea, vomiting, disorientation. It's the same thing as sarin gas. People are spraying it on their kids. Are you stupid?
Oh, Brian's not listening.
I know. Sorry about that, Brian.
So anyway, so also it's toxic to birds. It's toxic to freshwater fish. And we've got runoff and it's going into the water. I mean, a little bit's okay.
Yeah, well, the FDA says it's okay. And then you got these genius pediatricians telling their patients to spray it on their kids. Shame on you.
Use an alternative. And you can plant things in your yard that repel mosquitoes naturally.
Yes.
The lemongrass and other things. Basil is a type of plant that will repel mosquitoes
naturally.
Because
it's aromatic. A lot of those aromatic plants will repel mosquitoes.
Okay, so Christian Lombardo posted on our Superhuman Network page that coming soon, cricket protein flour. And we've talked about protein flour made out of bugs before.
Right.
But this is coming to fruition. It's really going to happen. And what interests me about this is that it's the crickets are fed on a diet of corn and grain.
Yeah, right.
And crickets are omnivores. They eat each other. They eat dead animals. They do eat seeds.
Mm-hmm.
But
they eat worms. They eat bugs. They eat everything.
They eat everything.
They don't eat. But one thing you can guarantee that they probably don't eat much of is corn.
No, and that's what they're being fed: corn and grain.
So once again, it's not about what you eat. It's about what you eats.
Exactly.
So they're going to have the same problems with this that they do with current poultry. Eggs, livestock, and they feed them artificial diets again.
And just real quick, I know we only got a few minutes left. There's a new app out called PACT, P-A-C-T, that you can download. And what PACT does is you give them your credit card number and you tell them how many times a week you're going to work out. And then you have, if you don't work out that, somehow you can check in while you're at the gym or they track your workouts.
Right.
And if you're not doing your workouts, you have to pay money.
Right.
And there's a bank and all that money goes to a bank. And if you do all of your workouts as you say you're going to do,
you get
then
money.
They give you money.
Right. That's
so
pretty cool.
If you guys are interested in making some money, join PACT and make some money.
I mean, think about it, because so many people say they're going to work out and they don't. So if you're one of those people who does, you can make money at PACT. This is a really cool idea.
It's called PACT, P-A-C-T.
Check it out. We'll be right back after this break.
I bet you're feeling stronger already. So keep listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out
GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
How y'all feel out there?
How y'all feel out
good.
There?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
All right.
Welcome back.
Check this out.
This is actually a good song. Wait. It switches to Tricky by Run DMC. Ready?
Yes. You like Run DMC.
Is it Run DMC or is it, yeah, it's Run DMC.
Carl has a t-shirt with Run DMC on it.
Okay. Elisa's giving me the cut song. Takes
we
too
have
long
lots of stories to I talk know, about today. Okay, so I wanted to talk about the Ebola breakout.
Yes.
It's the death toll from this is the worst recorded Ebola outbreak in history. And they're bringing home 2 Americans today.
Mm-hmm.
And there's never been a patient with Ebola on our soil.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you know what's going to, and they're flying them to that hospital that's right next to the CDC.
It's in Emory. In Atlanta. It's Emory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what they're going to do is this. So here, watch. You heard it here first, right? So CDC is going to capture the virus, replicate it, put it in vials, and then forget where they put it. And 10 years from now, somebody's going to go, vials of Ebola were found in a desk drawer at the CDC. No one knows how they got there. Remember, they just find the Black Plague? Oh, where'd those come from? Oh, wow. How do you like that? They've been here all along.
Evidently, the man doctor worked on a child in Africa, and the kid's better. He's gotten better. So they've taken some of his blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serum.
Right.
But there wasn't enough of it to give to both
there's the female doctor and the male doctor.
The male doctor said give it to the female doctor, but the child wanted it to go to the male doctor because he helped him get well.
Right.
So,
and she's doing better as a result of it.
She is doing better, yes.
But he's fighting for his life right now, which is very, very sad. But what I find ironic is how many people have died from Ebola this time around?
700 so far was the last count that I have on this article here.
And Merck killed 55,000 Americans with Vioxx. And I don't see anybody up in arms about that. Ebola, 700. Vioxx, 55,000. I mean, you know, I know I'm beating an old drum, but I just, 800,000 people a year die from taking their meds the way they're prescribed. Ebola kills 700.
Well,
I don't
that's,
know.
I mean, that's important. 700 lives are important.
I agree, but my quandary is why do we only look at those as important deaths and the deaths that are caused by the pharmaceutical industry we don't even care about? But anyway, okay, I digress. I'm sorry.
Okay, so a bit of good news is that GMOs and neonics have been banned in the U.S. on wildlife refuges.
Right. Thanks to the Department of Fish and Wildlife, they have a brain, and they care about animals more than we care about people. This is another example of this, right? They've said, look, we don't need genetically modified crops in these refuges where we take care of these animals. And as a result, we are not going to be using anything related to GMO. They made that decision because it's not good for the animals. But meanwhile, back at the human ranch, it's fine for humans. I applaud the U.S. Department of Fish and Wildlife. I say you guys are brilliant. You should be running the FDA and the USDA.
It says here, we do not use genetically modified organisms in refuge management unless we determine their use is essential to accomplishing refuge purposes. We have demonstrated our ability to successfully accomplish refuge purposes over the past 2 years without using genetically modified crops. Therefore, it is no longer to say their use is essential to meet wildlife management objectives.
And that was a very politically correct way for them to say we don't want this stuff. They're saying, look, we really don't need it, so we don't want to be bothered with it.
Bill Gates says that we need GMOs to feed the world.
I know. Bill Gates is a genius, that's why. Because he invented, because he runs a business that, in this society, you're a genius if you acquire a lot of money. So, but thank you, Bill Gates, for that. Okay, so where do we go now?
Well, someone posted on Facebook it was Michael McGregor, Malcolm McGregor.
McGregor, right.
He posted on Facebook the Nutrition Association, the nutritionist.
About processed foods
about
are okay.
Processed food statement.
Yeah.
They made the statement that this is a new scientific statement from the American Society for Nutrition. They maintain that processed foods make up an essential part of the American diet.
And they go on to say, well, look, you know, sauerkraut is processed because fermenting is processing. That's not what we're talking about, you dingbat.
They said that frozen food is processed and that wine is processed. I mean, the
technically
scope,
they're right.
The scope of what they're saying is that everything is processed.
Well, technically they're right. So
is this tea bag in my green tea processed?
Yeah, because it was grown, it was dried, it was crumbled up, it was put into those bags and so in other words, unless you kill it and eat it raw or eat it right out of the ground while it's growing, everything is processed. And technically, wait a minute, if you chew it, it's processed. So everything is processed. They're right. But see what they're trying to do? They're trying to hide behind the technicality of a word. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is these foods that are loaded with dyes and chemicals and high omega-6 horrible oils. And who funds these organizations?
Well, it says here several nutrition experts expressed concerns about conflicts of interest with the food industry that could have influenced this report.
Of course. They're going to go out and say, well, we don't want people to worry about processed food, so what can we do? Well, let's explain it. Yes, you're right. If I chew it and digest it and poop it out, I just processed my food. But that's not what we're talking about, you dingbats.
Well, I'm trying to find, because I did read that they accept money from Kellogg's,
yeah, of course.
Nestle's,
Hershey's. Yeah, right. All the companies that are at the at the root of the real problems with processed foods.
And didn't they have, weren't they served McDonald's at one of their,
yeah, remember
for
that?
Lunch at
yeah.
one of their,
meetings
where yeah. they were going to get points, their
right.
CE points.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so they wanted to show that, hey, look, you can still eat McDonald's and be healthy. See, we're healthy. I'd love to see what these, dietitians look like. I would love to get, like 100 dietitians in a room just at random and see how many of them really look healthy and how many of them are really healthy. HIPAA would preclude me from knowing who's on meds and who's not.
Marian Nessel, who has been on the show, she said, because members of the committee have financial connections with food companies, the position statement is conflicted and its conclusion comes as no surprise.
Yes, of course. And she calls it like she is. I don't agree with everything she says. But what she believes, she speaks openly. She doesn't hide behind
it. And the media often go to her for her opinion.
Yeah.
I've seen her name in several articles lately.
Yeah, yeah. And keep in mind that she has no relationship to the company Nestle's.
No.
So anyway, we have a couple minutes before we go into the next break. Do you want to talk about the Walmart thing? Can we talk about that quickly?
Sure, go ahead.
So somebody put on our wall.
It was Con Santori.
Ah, my man, Con. Okay. Why Walmart ice cream sandwiches just won't melt?
There was a woman in Cincinnati whose son left. She either put it out there or the son left an ice cream sandwich out for several hours and it didn't melt.
Right.
So she contacted the news station there. I think that's what she did. And she was concerned about what she's feeding her children because she didn't.
Yeah, why is this ice cream melting?
Right. So the news station did a test. They put Häagen-Dazs out. They put the Walmart ice cream sandwich out. And one more, I can't remember what that was, but one more brand.
Right.
The Häagen-Dazs completely melted within 30 minutes.
Right.
The Walmart never did melt.
Right.
And so they called Walmart and they said because it has creams in it. But basically, it was from the emulsifiers
right.
and the stabilizers.
Right. So so what they do is they, when they make cheap ice cream, they put a lot of air in it. A lot of air. They whip it up so that there's more air because if the air displaces the milk and the cream, then you can make twice, three times, sometimes five times as much ice cream from the same amount of raw materials. But when they start putting the air in it, it melts a lot faster. Okay? It's like a sponge of ice cream instead of a hunk of ice cream. So what they do is they add all these emulsifiers that are basically thickening agents.
The gar gum and cellulose
yeah.
gum is what they use.
And so you're not eating ice cream. You're eating a chunk of gum is what you're eating with a lot of air in it and a little bit of ice cream in it. It's terrible. But let's face it. That's the cheap stuff. If you're buying the cheap stuff, that's what you get. I mean, if you're eating ice cream and you're buying cheap stuff, you're getting
a
lot of air and a lot of thickening agents.
Last week in my eating on a budget, I suggested using the generic brand, but you got to look at the labels
yeah.
to see what's in there to
yeah.
make sure it's not natural flavors and a bunch of, you know,
thickening agents
yes.
and emulsifiers and so on.
Carrageenan, xanthan gum.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we got lots more stories. And don't forget, Elisa's got another installment of How to Eat as a Superhuman on a Budget. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. Weekdays at noon.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplement introduces Trinadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trinadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trinadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
Okay, so this is the third and last installment of our Eating on a Budget.
Yes. So this means after this week nobody eats anymore?
No, everybody eats, but I'm going to put everything together in one blog and give it to Alex to put in the newsletter.
Okay.
And then also put it up on the website so that you guys can refer back to it if necessary.
Cool.
But I think it was in the first installment we talked about pre-planning and signing up for emails. I got an email, and I know you said you got it today too.
I know. I was impressed.
Earth Fair has grass-fed beef on sale for $4.49 a pound.
Ground beef, yeah, which is a really good price because most grass-fed ground beef runs in the $6 a pound range or more. So that's really a good price.
And then also we talked about the CSA and where you could sign up to have specific foods brought to your house, or you could go somewhere and pick it up. And so then I saw a story about a virtual farmer's market that's coming to fruition.
This is so cool. If you live in the San Francisco Bay area, Los Angeles, Brooklyn, or New Orleans, you have an opportunity to take advantage of this.
Well, but they're going to expand it. They're going to expand it all over the country. Those are just the places where they're currently testing
it.
And if it works well, and I think it is, they're going to come into all areas. And what it is you go onto their website, you order what you want, and they deliver it directly to your house. So they're calling themselves a virtual farmer's market.
But they take all the convenience or the inconvenience of having to go to the farmer's market out because they deliver it to you because people are busy. It's a great idea. And I checked out, naturally being from Brooklyn, I clicked the Brooklyn link. Holy mackerel.
Do they have mackerel?
No. Yeah. No, I mean, they have unbelievable choices of vegetables and fruits and dairy and eggs. And I mean, it's just like, and it's all locally sourced. They do all the work for you.
That's awesome.
I know. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for them to have one here in Louisville.
So I think we talked about this last week. We were talking about how Carl and I are going to take a vacation in October and we're going on a cruise. And one of my main concerns when I found out that they sell the bottled water,
right,
because we drink some, I mean, I'm drinking a gallon of water a day. It's going to be really, really expensive.
They're going to probably want like $5 for a 1 liter bottle.
I was like panicking, thinking, what am I going to do about drinking water? And then Carl reminded me, well, we can take our clearly filtered water bottles with us.
Yeah.
You know, and then I started thinking, you know, we've ordered our bottles and we've also ordered the pitcher. We're waiting for gas and we're going to save so much money because we only use bottled water, especially in our tea and coffee.
Everything.
And because we've talked about when you boil the water, how the fluoride doesn't boil off. So it's concentrated, but the clearly filtered water bottles and the pitcher both, they remove the fluoride out of your water
and chlorine and everything else. And the water bottle is actually designed to be a quasi-survival water bottle, not just for those of us who are fitness and health-minded, so that if you're, like, camping, you can run it into a stream and drink the water after it's been filtered through the bottle.
Well, they actually have a stick. The last time I looked, it said it was out of stock, but they probably have them now.
A straw. Isn't
that
cool?
A straw where you can take it with you and keep it with you in case
put it on your keychain
of an emergency.
Yeah, you put it on your keychain. You drink your water through the straw. Like, if you have... It's a situation where you want to drink some water and you don't have any, you just stick this straw in whatever water is available and you drink it. How cool is that?
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
And so then, too, like if you're traveling and you're going through security, you can't take water with you. So, and you know how expensive it is when you're traveling.
Right.
You can just put this in your travel carry-on and then once you get through security, you can fill it up from a water fountain.
And drink the water and not have to worry about it.
And you can take it to the gym. I mean, there's so many
uses. So there's a way to save a lot of money.
That's
right
there. That's going to save you a ton of money on water, especially if you drink a gallon a day like we do.
Most of us do, yeah.
One thing I found out through this whole process, which I was really excited about, was that Whole Foods takes the SNAP program, and so does Trader Joe's. So if you have someone who are on food stamps, they can use those Trader Joe's and also at Whole Foods. But there are...
Restrictions,
yes. I mean, they cannot buy beer, any type of alcohol or cigarettes or tobacco. They cannot buy vitamins with it. They cannot buy hot foods with it. If you wanted to buy prepared foods, you can't buy that. But they can use it to buy seeds with. So if they want to plant their own garden,
wow,
they can use it to buy seeds with, which is, I think, is awesome.
And that's
cool. Also, now, how, like we talked about before, have the vouchers that you can use at farmers markets also.
That's very cool.
Yes. Okay, so then what else do we have here?
How to take care of some of your food?
Well, yeah, the stop throwing away so much food. I mean, I tease because... I use my banana peels to feed my my roses in the garden.
Right.
So stop throwing away so much of your food.
In fact, at least once a week we have a dinner where we prepare from all the stuff that you call it the cleaning the refrigerator meal, but we actually take all the stuff that it's like it's going to go bad if we don't eat it, and we make it that night and we cook it and eat it or whatever. If you don't have to cook it, just make a salad or something.
Exactly. And you know, like with leftover chicken, you can make soup and
chicken salad.
If your fruit looks like it's about ready to go bad, you got to freeze it. You can freeze it or dehydrate it. Store your bananas separately because they tend to Carl was talking to me, sorry. They ripen faster,
right,
when they're stored together.
So separate your bananas from each other?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that right? So that's why you do that?
Uh-huh.
This morning I went to get a banana. There's like one on this side, one over there, one over here. I'm like, what's this about? And I just took one and I walked
down. I have a bowl. Oh, no, it's actually like a basket that I put my fruit. It's a multi-level basket that I put fruit in, things that, you know, that I leave out. Citrus fruit you want to put in the refrigerator because it makes it last longer.
Right. But yeah, the banana. So she had one banana in this basket on the top, one banana in this basket next to it, one banana in this one. And I'm like, why does she have all the bananas separated?
Because it looks nice.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I
thought. There's a purpose for it. Okay, so like I just said, if you refrigerate your citrus fruits, they'll last 1 to 2 weeks longer.
Mm.
Don't wash your berries. I think we talked about this before.
Right,
because
until you're ready to eat them.
Until you're ready to eat them, because it causes a mold on them.
Right.
Purchase your supplements online because you can get better prices.
If you go to Vitamin Shop, be sure to say you want the internet price. People don't realize this, but if you walk in and buy something at Vitamin Shop, it could be marked price A. You say, I want the internet price. Quite often it's 10, 15, 20, sometimes 30% cheaper. And they have to give you the internet price when you're standing there at the counter, but you have to ask for it.
Yes, I do that every time. Oh, Carl, I'm so proud of him. He was going to federal, were you going to UPS or FedEx?
I had to have something printed at FedEx Kinko's, and I went online and said FedEx Kinko coupon, and I got 20% off my order. I learned that from Elisa. Just go online and look for a coupon.
I do that all the time. Okay, keep your raw nuts and flowers in the refrigerator. They'll last longer. Also, this is interesting. Get to know your farmer. If you have the time and you need the resources, you can go and work on their farm, do weeding for them or help them out, and they'll pay you back in food.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, and it's good exercise.
Exactly. Okay, and just lastly, I wanted to mention, I saw some grass-fed milk that is being made by Organic Valley.
And it's being sold at Whole Foods, right?
Whole Foods is selling it in California right now. They're not selling it around the country yet, I don't think.
I don't know enough about it. I think that they said it's low-heat pasteurized, which is not a bad thing if it is. And if it really is grass-fed and it's not homogenized, it may be the closest thing you're going to get to raw unpasteurized milk.
It is lightly pasteurized.
Yeah. As long as it's 135 degrees to 140 degrees, It does the least damage to the milk.
And it's made by Organic Valley. And it's $6 for a half gallon. How does that compare to what the farmer sells?
I pay, in glass, I pay $9 a gallon. So $4.50 a half gallon, but I have a $4 deposit on each bottle that I get back. So that's a better price for $9 a gallon, obviously.
Right.
So, and that's raw unpasteurized milk, and I own a share in the cow in order to have that privilege to buy that milk, which the average person won't need to worry about that going into Whole Foods and buying this.
Exactly. Yes.
The good news is people are starting to understand that cows that eat grass. Now, keep in mind, one of the things that I noticed in the article when I read it, it says the cows eat mostly grass, but no corn or soy. So we need to understand what they're eating. But if they are really eating grass and silage, which is like the husks of plants, not the genetic material of plants. If they're really eating that, it's going to be a better quality milk. There's no doubt about it. Letting cows eat what they are.
So that's a good alternative to somebody who doesn't have a farmer to buy from.
Yeah, or doesn't want to buy raw milk.
I wonder if this virtual farmer's market is going to sell beef and...
I'm on there now actually looking at the beef and stuff. But we'll talk about that when we come back from the break. How's that sound? All right, so stay tuned. We'll be back after a small news break with more Casual Friday.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contour contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Clues to curbing obesity found in neuronal sweet spot. Preventing weight gain, obesity, and ultimately diabetes could be as simple as keeping a nuclear receptor from being activated in a small part of the brain, according to a new study by Yale School of Medicine researchers. Published today in the Journal of Clinical Investigation, the studies show that when the researchers block the effects of the nuclear receptor PPAR-gamma in a small number of brain cells in mice, the animals ate less and became resistant to a high-fat diet. Lead author Sabrina Diano, professor in the Department of Gynecology and Reproductive Sciences at Yale School of Medicine, said these animals ate fatted sugar and did not gain weight, while their control litter mates did. We showed that the PPAR-gamma receptors in neurons that produce POMC could control responses to a high-fat diet without resulting in obesity. POMC neurons are found in the hypothalamus and regulate food intake. Citing health risk, doctors and scientists urge Congress to reject potent herbicide mix for genetically engineered crops. Prominent doctors, scientists, and business leaders last week urged Congress to pressure the Obama administration to reject an application to market Enlist Duo, a new toxic herbicide mix of 2,4-D, and glyphosate. The medical and scientific experts told a congressional briefing that this would put human and environmental health at risk. Americans are already exposed to 2,4-D in herbicides applied to lawns, turf grass, and other non-agricultural sites. Exposure to the toxic defoliant has been linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and Parkinson's disease, as well as immune system, thyroid, and reproductive problems. Glyphosate is the harmful active ingredient in Roundup, the infamous weed killer developed by chemical giant Monsanto. In June, 35 doctors, scientists, and researchers sent a letter to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy urging her to deny Dow's application. More of your Superhuman News Update coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. The United States and Mexico signed Statement of Intent to Strengthen Produce Safety. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Government of Mexico's National Service for Agroalimentary Public Health, Safety, and Quality and Federal Commission for the Protection from Sanitary Risk signed a Statement of Intent forming a partnership to promote the safety of fresh and minimally processed agricultural products. Mexico is the leading exporter of FDA-regulated human foods into the United States. Leading categories include fresh vegetables, $4.6 billion, fresh fruit, excluding bananas, $3.1 billion, wine and beer, $1.9 million, and snack foods, including chocolate, $1.5 billion. The Produce Safety Partnership will focus on preventative practices and verification measures
for the production of safe produce, including exchanging information to better understand each other's produce safety systems, developing effective culinary-specific education and outreach materials that support industry compliance with the produce safety standards, identifying common approaches for training auditors who will verify compliance with such standards, enhancing collaboration on laboratory activities as well as outbreak response and traceback activities. Whole Foods Market recalls made-in-store items prepared with stone fruit. Whole Foods Market has recalled items made in-store using organic and conventional stone fruit, including peaches, nectarines, and plums from the Wawana Packing Company because of possible contamination with Listeria monocytogens. While no illnesses have been reported to date, Listeria monocytogens is an organism which can cause serious and sometimes fatal infections in young children, frail and elderly people, and others with weakened immune systems. Although healthy individuals may only suffer short-term symptoms such as high fever, severe headaches, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, and diarrhea, Listeria infections can cause miscarriages and stillbirths among pregnant women. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. We have a special request from our news director, Alex Leaf, to give Sean Casey a shout-out because he's awesome. There you go, Sean Casey. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have your microphone open. Please say that again.
I said Alex is pretty awesome, too.
Yeah. Is it just me or is the news at the top of the hour the coolest thing?
No, it is great.
I know, right?
It is awesome. Yeah. Okay, so there is another politician out there trying to put some put a sweet tax. She's introduced a sweet tax on sodas.
Right. Just sodas?
Yes. Okay. She is from Connecticut. Her name is Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro. Wednesday, she introduced the Sugar Sweetened Beverage Tax Act to tackle the dual epidemics of obesity and diabetes by discouraging excessive sugar in beverages. The Sweet Act, which is what it's called, would institute a tax of 1 cent per teaspoon of caloric sweetener, such as sugar or high fructose corn syrup.
So that's 1 penny per four grams of sugar. That's what that is. A teaspoon is, wait, no, I take that back. A teaspoon of sugar is 4, 8, 12, I think that's 16 grams of sugar.
There is a clear relationship between sugar sweetened beverages and a host of other health conditions, including diabetes, heart disease, obesity, and tooth decay. We are at a crucial tipping point, and the Sweet Act will help correct the path we are currently on.
Wrong. And here's why. I mean, I'm all for getting people to drink less soda, okay? But what have we learned from the tobacco tax? Where did the tax dollars be? I did a show a couple years ago that showed
that the money that's being generated from the tobacco tax that the federal government then redistributes to states individually is not being used for the reasons it was designed to be used. It's not being used to help people. They're using it, oh, well, we need some extra money for to pave the roads. And so they're going, oh, well, we'll just take some of the money from the tobacco tax money we're getting because we're not going to use it for that. The problem with the tax is if Rosa DeLauro could guarantee that every penny raised will be, and she needs to say, okay, every penny raised will be used in one of these three or four ways. Every penny. Commercials, this, and they have to stick to it. Otherwise, she goes to jail for suggesting this tax.
The revenues raised by the SWEET Act would be used to fund initiatives designed to reduce the human and economic costs of obesity, diabetes, dental problems, and other health conditions related to sugar sweetened beverages.
It's too broad of a statement for
this
politicians.
This includes prevention and treatment programs, research and nutrition education.
This is exactly what they said about the tobacco tax. And it didn't stop people from smoking.
Such diseases are responsible for an estimated $190 billion in annual health care costs.
And why just sugar? Why just soda? Why just soda? Why not candy? Why not all the other things that carry a lot of sugar in it as well?
You could send a letter to Rosa.
No, because the reality is that a tax is not the answer because they don't use the tax money wisely to deter. They just don't. We've seen that with tobacco.
It doesn't deter. I mean, people are still going to smoke if they want to smoke.
They're just going to pay more for
until it. Until it's made illegal, like...
Whatever.
Yes.
But the government gets more money out of it. That's the only thing that I'm opposed to, because the government doesn't need any more money. They've spent every penny we've given them. You don't keep coming... I mean, if you had a daughter that was like this government, every time you gave her money, she blew it. She said, I need money for my rent, and she blew it on booze and then came back and said, well, I still need money for my rent. You'd say, look, done. It's enough. Yet the government keeps coming back and taxing the heck out of us, and they never solve the problems that they say the tax money is going to solve. So I don't agree with the tax. I'm sorry.
Okay. So let's switch gears a little bit.
Okay.
I want to talk about Reebok. You know, the shoe company?
Yeah, sneakers. I used to love their sneakers.
Okay. Reebok introduced its bacon product at the 2014 CrossFit Games.
Let me guess. So Reebok has a new sneaker, and the sole is made of bacon, so after you wear it, you can eat the sole.
No.
Oh, okay.
So they've come out with a bacon product that I guess they put the product in all of the gift bags to the CrossFitters at the CrossFit 2014 CrossFit Games.
So is it bacon, or is it, what? I don't understand, a bacon product. Is
no,
it a sheet?
It's bacon.
It's just a strip of bacon.
It's
like
smoked and uncured. The ingredients are pork and salt. That's it. There's no nitrates. There's no preservatives.
But I mean, is it bacon just like we buy at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's now? Or is it chopped, flaked, and formed?
If you look at the email that I sent you, there's a package of it. It says Reebok Bacon. Unite Eaters of Bacon is the slogan that they have on there. And it's just a package of bacon, and it's got a picture of a pig that looks like he's jumping, and he has Reeboks on.
Oh, of course he's wearing Reeboks. Because that makes him jump higher.
There's no,
but obviously the Reeboks didn't work because he couldn't escape his own death.
There's no sweeteners, no MSG, there's no nitrates. And so they put this in the bags of all the CrossFitters, and they also out in the California gets everything.
Right.
Out in the California area, they have a truck, a food truck that's going around to all the CrossFit boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're selling sandwiches made with bacon, like bacon-wrapped artichokes. And I
don't understand why Reebok thinks they can get into the bacon business. I understand what they're doing. They're trying to capitalize on the fact that CrossFitters are generally also paleo eaters. And they're like, oh, well, they love bacon. Let's go after the bacon market. How do you go from being a shoe company to being a bacon company? I just don't see it's a non sequitur. Reebok Bacon. And obviously the pig was wearing Reeboks and it didn't work for him because he got killed anyway. He couldn't outrun the farmer. This doesn't make sense. It really doesn't.
I know, but that's what they're doing. I'm just here to report
I think
what
I think
doing.
we have who's the company in town here? Swift? Who's the big pork company here in town, downtown? We actually have a big pig market downtown Louisville. When mm-hmm. they bring the pigs in from all the farms around, the whole downtown area stinks.
No, they closed that.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
So
a while ago.
Now downtown stinks for a different reason. But what is it? Armor that's downtown?
Armor. Mm-hmm.
So I think Armor should start making sneakers.
But they closed that too.
Oh, did they? Maybe they should have started making sneakers. They could have sold the sneakers instead of the bacon. So there you go. That's hilarious. Reebok is going into the bacon business. That's funny.
Okay, so there was a new study that just came out I just love birds, and I just wanted to mention this real quick. And since, you know, we always talk about ancestral health
right.
or whatever, there was a new study out that traces dinosaur to the evolution to birds.
Yeah.
It was the theropod.
Right. And actually, Lassoraptors are direct our ancestors to modern birds, the Lassoraptor. And if you look, and I've said this to Elisa when she told me about the story, if you look at the head of a blue jay and you look at some of the dinosaurs, the smaller, mean dinosaurs, like the Lassoraptors that killed everything.
Blue jays are mean.
Yeah, you see it.
You see the blue jays in my bird feeder, and he's chasing all the other birds out of there.
Yeah, pecking them in their heads to get out of it. Get out of it. It's mine. I know.
They are pretty mean.
Yeah.
So this is the 1st of August, as we mentioned earlier. And do you know what August is?
No, what is it?
August is National Immunization Awareness Month.
So, okay, so we want you to be aware that vaccines potentially are dangerous. This is what's interesting. So tell them, what did you read to me this morning?
The goal of this month, National Immunization Awareness Month, is to increase awareness about immunizations across the lifespan from infants to the elderly. During this month of August, take the time to make sure that you and your loved ones have received all of your vaccinations. By making sure your vaccinations are up to date, you can prevent harmful diseases from affecting you and your family.
Yeah. But interestingly enough, why don't we have a national statin drug month? Because statin drugs carry risks, and so do vaccines. But because it's part of the division of biologics at the FDA, they don't feel that it's necessary to warn you that some people who get vaccines get very, very ill from the vaccines, and sometimes it derails their lives. There are side effects from vaccines. See, this is my frustration with vaccines. They should have to say that, too, anytime they mention vaccines. Vaccines have a place in medicine. There's no doubt about it. But don't be lulled into thinking that they're completely safe and they are without dangers, because they are. We have to take a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake? Up at Capitol Hill.
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Showtime.
Push me, and then just cut me, till I can get my...
Welcome back.
Have you ever heard of the movie Soylent Green?
Yeah, I saw it when I was a kid.
It was, from 1973 with Charlton Heston.
Yeah, where they were making, the world got to a point where we couldn't afford to feed people. Sound familiar? and we didn't have the brilliance of Bill Gates to save us. So what they started doing was they started grinding people up and feeding them back to people, kind of like what we did to cows, you know?
It said this was a sci-fi film in which humanity subsists on artificial food pills that turn out to be made from human flesh. That's disgusting.
I know.
Well, there's a new product out in California. Everything comes from California.
Well, not everything good comes from California, because we got a lot of good people out in California. You got a lot of weird people out in California.
Too. Soylent. S-O-Y-L-E-N-T. And the logo is, what if you never had to worry about food again?
So this guy admits on his website that he doesn't like to have to eat food. So he came up with Soylent, which, by the way, just an FYI, dude, bad idea to call it Soylent given the movie Soylent Green. From a marketing standpoint, you may as well call it dog poop because people won't want to eat it. But okay. His product is basically a drinkable, quote-unquote, meal replacement. That's all it is. It's a meal replacement. It's like he's a genius. Oh, my God, he came up with a meal replacement. Duh, we've had meal replacement products forever. But his meal replacement, ironically, doesn't include any dairy protein. It's all rice protein. So it's like a vegan meal replacement. And he's saying you can live on this.
He's saying you could live on it. And he's also suggesting that you, it comes with an oil blend, and he's suggesting that you mix it with the oil blend. Well, the oil blend is made from canola oil and fish oil.
The fish oil is okay.
The fish oil is okay, but I'm talking about canola oil because it's genetically modified.
Right. There's no such thing as a canola. It stands for the Canadian.
We've talked
oil.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's a grape seed.
Yeah.
A canola is made from a grape seed.
Rape seed.
Rape seed. I'm sorry. Did I say grape? I meant rape. Rape seed.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's 510 calories. And 45 of that comes from fat. If you add it, the fat, the oil to it, then you get 210 calories from fat. But anyway, it's not the macronutrients are not, they're not,
balanced, right?
No.
No. And not at all. So, but here's the ingredients. Maltodextrin.
It has 38 grams of protein.
So the first thing is considered a complex carbohydrate that a lot of people know will spike insulin. The next thing is rice protein. The next thing is oat flour, and then a vitamin and mineral blend. This is, in my humble opinion, dude, whoever you are, this is by far one of the shabbiest meal replacement products out there I've ever seen. I mean, there are so many better MRPs out there than this. If you don't want to chew your food, you just want to drink it and poop chalk for the rest of your life.
He did it for 5 months. He didn't eat any regular food for 5 months.
That's not long enough. You need to do it for 15 years and see what kind of vitamin deficiencies you end up with. And keep in mind that we don't just get nutrients from food. We get enzymes. We get all sorts of other things from food. They influence the microbiome of the gut. We know this now. This is a huge, this guy's a nut. And how does he have Dr. Carl Nadolsky quoted on his website? Is that right?
It was in the article here. Soylent, future of food or nutritionist nightmare.
Yeah, I'm with the latter, by the way.
This comes from MedPage Today.
Yeah.
And so they quoted Marion Nestle, and then they also quoted Carl Nadolsky. I guess because he has leaner living.
Yeah, he has
an
MRP.
And they have a meal replacement.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a lot better than this product.
He says, basically, it's not that far off from the concept of meal replacements, except it's very high in the form of refined carbs.
Yeah. And it neglects a lot of things that are necessary for the diet. I mean, it's a vegan MRP, you know what I mean? And trust me, if you eat this for a few years and just this and nothing else, you will be sick.
He did say he based these on very basic Institute of Medicine recommendations, and a lot of those are really just based on minimal requirements.
Yes.
So it doesn't take any individualization or personal context into account.
Yes. And it's a big mistake, and the guy's a nut. That's it. That's a failure as an MRP. I can't believe that people would even buy it. I really can't. When there's so many other better MRPs out there, there's dozens and dozens of better MRPs out there. So anyway.
And I just wanted to mention this. A new study came out. This is from July 17th. So it's a little dated, but not too much. It was published in Nature, shows a strong correlation between concentrations of a popular neonic pesticide in water and bird declines. So it's not just the bees anymore, people. It's the birds, too.
Yeah. And you know what? I was watering plants yesterday and imagining a world without bees. I mean, I was thinking to myself, you know, this is just like I was talking yesterday to a fellow from a clinic here. And I was saying, you know, the nonsense is that we think that because we understand genetics, that the answer to everything is modify our genes to accommodate our behavior. And that's not how you do it. You don't say, I'm going to break a hole in this wall because I hate walking around the corner. You learn to walk around the corner. And the idea that we're going to start doing things and modifying the genes of these pollinators, or worse, making robotic pollinators to accommodate our bad behavior of using poisons in the environment is idiocy. And it will be the demise of this race. It will be. Maybe not now, and maybe we don't care because it's like, oh, well, I'm going to live my life. This isn't going to come to a crashing halt until thousands of years. I'll be gone. But that's exactly why we are going to end someday on this planet, because we're idiots. We think that we're smarter than nature and that nature should move over and let us do what we want to do.
It says here from the study, Dutch researchers have found a correlation between bird population declines in the Netherlands and a higher concentration of a common neonicotinoid pesticide in surface water.
Man. And what's next? What else is it going to start killing? The deer?
Well, the butterflies, too.
It's all, and you know, we talk about this. It's all about the dose, folks. So the more we put in the environment and the more that the animals get, the more animals we're going to start losing. Bottom line. That's it.
Yes.
So, what else, Elisa Profumo?
How much time do we have before the next
break? We have a minute.
Break?
We have 1 minute. Exactly 1 minute. Look how good she's getting. Isn't it great? You have anything to talk about? Okay. So, let's see what I can talk about. We have a new sponsor. It's Dish Network. Can you believe it? I'm serious. You're going to hear their spot in the top of the break here. If you're interested in Dish Network, use this 800 number and show them who the Superhuman Radio audience really is. Isn't that great that we're picking up some big name sponsors. Wait till you see who's coming aboard.
Can you tell us?
Well, we got an auto dealer thinking about coming aboard, a major auto manufacturer. Since the news of the syndication has hit the ground, we're getting a lot of contacts from a lot of larger ad agencies to talk to our audience. So it's exciting. We can take our break now. We'll just take our break now. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. Dishnet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer.
Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back.
I'm sitting here. I'm hungry. My stomach is growling.
I am too. I could go for a Reebok sneaker right now. That tastes like bacon.
So I was going to talk about avocado.
I love avocados too.
So avocados, some different uses for avocado besides just like cutting it and eating it.
When they're overripe, they make great weapons. You can hit people with them and they splatter.
Well, when they're overripe, you can use it for... One of the things I was going to talk about is using it as a face mask.
Really?
And you can put like mix it with coconut oil. So here's what you can do. You can mix the avocado with your coconut oil and put that on your face. And then you can put the egg mask with coconut oil on
your
hair. And then you can soak in a tub of coconut oil. And then
sprinkle yourself with powdered sugar and I'll put you in the oven at the end of the night. That's all. There we go.
There you have it. Okay, so you can use it as a mayo substitute instead of using mayonnaise.
You know what's funny? One of my favorite dishes when I was living in Phoenix was tuna fish, but I would take avocado and vinegar and mash it up with the tuna fish. It was delicious instead of mayonnaise. So it's funny you should say that.
Avocado oil.
I love avocado oil.
Okay, so here's one. I've tried this, and it didn't turn out so well. Baked egg inside the halved avocado. So you cut the avocado in half, you take the seed out, and then you bake the egg inside there. You've got to put the yolk in first and then cover the white on top of it.
Oh.
So you have to put the egg in a bowl, and that's what I did wrong because I put the egg in
directly in
and then it spilled out.
Yeah.
So you have to put the yolk in and then cover it with
white. It probably would help to take a spoon and just hollow the very, very top of it out, too.
Yes, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You preheat the oven to 350 degrees. You remove the pit and scoop out some of the green flesh.
There you go.
And then after you break the egg into a bowl, you put the yolk inside first,
and then
you cover it with the white.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook it for about 15 to 20 minutes.
That sounds good. I'll tell you what else is good in avocado. If you get crab meat and make crab meat salad and then put that in the avocado and serve that, chill it, and then serve it like that, it's so good.
Can you guys tell we're hungry?
Yeah.
Okay, so then here's one is an avocado smoothie. You put that into your blender with, like, say, your protein powder
mm-hmm.
and yogurt or whatever
mm-hmm.
you use to blend your protein powder with. And that's really good.
That
and
sounds
then,
good.
Then you can also make ice cream with avocado.
I've actually had avocado-flavored ice cream in the past, and it's really very good because avocado has so much fat in it. It lends itself to a good ice cream,
mm-hmm.
but one that melts.
You know, you can also make like a high-protein pudding with it. I've got a recipe somewhere. I've got to find that out and make it.
Yeah.
So you mix it with your, like say, your protein powder, and you blend it all together, and you might want to put some... cacao in there or cocoa.
Yeah, if you're from Brooklyn, it's cocoa.
But it makes a really good pudding because of the consistency of the avocado.
That makes
sense.
So
try them out and let us know.
Avocado. What else, honey?
How about, this is just something I found interesting that I thought everybody else might find interesting. Stephen Hurst. the guy from California.
Who's part of the big Hearst.
William Randolph Hearst family. I think he's the grandson.
Right.
He has millions of acres of land, and he's growing grass-fed beef on it.
That's great.
And he's supplying the Whole Foods in California with their grass-fed beef from his farm.
How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty interesting.
So they went from cutting down trees to print nonsense on in the newspaper business to doing something really good.
He has a ranch that stretches 82,000 acres.
Wow.
Which is the main source of food for his cattle. I just thought that was really interesting.
Didn't you say that he's getting some sort of government grant for keeping it a farm?
Mm-hmm. I think it was $93 million, and people were saying that it was too much. I'm trying to find the exact figure here.
I mean, if the government would give me $93 million, I'll promise to raise cows.
I'd take it.
Yeah.
I can't find it off the...
It's good. It's good work if you can get it.
Yeah, but he did. He got a... it was California Rangeland Trust to ensure it's being operated according to its easement agreement.
Okay. So he had they gave him money not to develop on it, in other words.
Basically, yeah. And then the people from Sierra Club and California Coastal Commission said that it was too much, and it was $95 million, including tax breaks.
Yeah. We talked about oxytocin. Well, we talk about oxytocin a lot on the show.
It's a great
hormone. I got to tell you something. I have a theory on oxytocin. We're going to find out it's one of the greatest anti-aging hormones out there, because think about it. It's the antithesis of stress. If stress shortens telomeres, then theoretically the opposite of stress should help preserve or lengthen telomeres. You watch what's going to happen in the next 5 to 6 years about oxytocin. But on that note, we have long had a love affair with our pets, dogs and cats. And there was a recent, paper released that showed that scientists in California had determined that you can actually get oxytocin from loving your dog and vice versa.
And the dog can get it too. Yeah. So they really do feel. Animals do feel. Yeah. And it says scientists found that domesticated animals release oxytocin in intimate situations.
Now, here's something, an observation, totally non sequitur. But have you ever noticed that the two favorite domesticated pets of humans, dogs and cats, can both lick themselves back there? You think that's why we like them? Because they do that and we think, oh my God, they're stupider than us because they're licking their own butt. I think I'll keep that as a
pet.
Why
would you bring that up?
I don't know. It just, these are the stupid things that go through my head. I just want people to understand what it's like being me. It's like the two favorite domesticated animals that humans like both lick their own butts. That's it. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying it means anything. That's all.
Oh, so, okay. So the study showed that the dogs had a 48% increase in oxytocin.
Yeah. And humans do too. If your life sucks, then hug your loved ones 8 times a day and you will feel like your life doesn't suck anymore. Think about that. I mean, oxytocin, you mark my words. We're going to find that oxytocin is better than growth hormone and testosterone and everything put together. I take 7 IUs before pre-workout and 7 IUs before bed every night, and I can tell you that I feel different. And I'm not going to discuss all the differences I feel yet, but I will. And I know somebody else who's using it, a good friend of mine, who's also a physician, and he is noticing the same thing. So this is not placebo, folks. And guess what? It's $10 a bottle. $10 flipping a bottle for a 100 IU bottle. Once the real facts come out about it, it's going to go up. You watch. Okay. Want to talk about recent birth control pill?
Sure, go ahead. Evidently, a new study came out that said that...
birth control pills are linked to...
linked to breast cancer.
But we've known this, but it's not the estrogen. It's not the estrogen.
They're saying it's the high dose of estrogen.
It's not.
And that women who are on birth control pills have a 50% greater risk of breast cancer.
Look, so let's talk about this for a second.
So if you guys know somebody, tell them to get off.
Take a 25-year-old girl, not on birth control, and a 25-year-old girl on birth control, okay? The girl that's not on birth control has very, very high estrogen levels because she's 25. The girl taking the estrogen pill or estrogen plus progesterone pill is getting A, most likely some synthetic form of estrogen, maybe from an equine, but more, and that's not synthetic, but it's obviously an animal derived. But more importantly, it's a methylated pill. It's a pill that's designed to resist being broken down by the liver. We know that even methylprednisone taken long enough makes changes to the liver that lead to thrombosis, which is blood clotting, and cancers. So it's not the estrogen. It's the delivery system.
The methylation.
It's the, yes, but they don't get that. We have to take a break. Isn't this great? We're really staying on time.
When we come back, I want to talk about birth control pills just a little bit longer.
Absolutely. It's a favorite subject of mine. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto, because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp, as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at SuperhumanRadio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and autopay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So you wanted to talk more about birth control pills before we changed.
Well, all I wanted to say.
Yeah, your glasses are crooked. That was pretty funny. I was like, you look like the nutty professor just now. Your glasses were like this.
It's a good thing everybody couldn't see me.
Yeah.
When I heard the story about the estrogen pills, the birth control pills, I thought about progesterone-only pills, mm-hmm. and so I just kind of did a little bit of research, and you couldn't find any of the stories that you've talked about on the show about the progesterone-only pills
and
being
dementia.
Dangerous.
Yeah, yeah.
That surprises me. Well, no, it really doesn't surprise me, but...
It'll be years before that sort of stuff gets out, but that's why the people who listen to this show get the information first. So what's going on with McDonald's in Japan?
Well, evidently, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, we talked about the Shanghai meat processing plant that was reprocessing expired meat and then selling it to the McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, because of that, McDonald's has a shortage of meat. They're not...
In Japan.
In China.
Okay. China. I'm sorry, in China.
So they're... encouraging their patrons to eat only fish. But so since that's happened, they've come out with a McNugget that looks like tofu.
That no, it looks like chicken, but it's tofu.
Yes.
Yes. So it's a tofu nugget. So instead of a chicken McNugget, it's a tofu McNugget. McNugget. You try saying it.
Tofu McNugget.
Yeah, you did good. So, I mean... this is not shocking. I mean, they eat a lot of tofu there.
Well, Japan is the one that has the tofu
McNugget.
McNugget, yes.
And China, China's making, since they can't find chicken, they're making their McNuggets out of snake. They have a snake
They're asking
nugget.
All their patrons to just eat the fish sandwiches.
Yeah, yeah. And why are you eating at McDonald's? Come on. Huh?
Exactly.
You people have a long, illustrious history, thousands of years of health and strength, building warriors, and you're eating at McDonald's? Really? Come on. Stop.
While we're talking about poultry, the USDA is in the process of overhauling their decades-old poultry inspection.
Yeah. The new rule, we're actually going to start checking the processing place. We're going to send people out to them.
Well, they're going to reduce the number of inspectors. And what they're saying is the ones that they have on site are going to do more. But they're going to reduce
But I thought that complaint was that they don't have enough people to do the job now, so they're going to reduce. I don't understand how that's going to work.
Those who remain will focus more on food safety than on quality, requiring them to pull more birds off the line for closer inspection and encouraging more testing for pathogens.
Yeah, and spraying more Clorox on the chickens as they go through the conveyor belt.
More inspectors will also check the facilities to make sure they are clean.
Folks, if you're not doing business with a family farm, go to goodegg.com. If you're in San Francisco, Los Angeles, Brooklyn, or New Orleans, you need to find a farmer now. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
The changes will be voluntary.
Which means that this is meaningless. We're saying that, you know what this means? We're saying this for the public to assuage the concerns of the citizenry because nothing's going to change, folks. It's only going to get worse. Going to be more outbreaks of food poisoning and illness as a result of foodborne diseases, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And those of you who haven't found a family farm to do business with are going to be subjecting yourself and your family to terrible, terrible risks.
Tom Vilsack says the change is taken into account current science updating the inspector system from 1950s thinking that visual defects meant safety problems.
Yeah, and we know what Vilsack is all about, right? So, but again, the key phrase here is it's going to be voluntary, folks. No one's going to be forced to do anything different. Your food is not going to change. It's going to continue to get worse. And who knows, maybe Soylent will look better and better to some people out there. Who knows?
This woman from the Center for Science and the Public Interest said the USDA missed the boat on designing a new system and put budget savings ahead of food safety.
And that punctuates my statement. Terrible, terrible. You know, the USDA, the FDA... I don't know if they're ignorant, I don't know if they're corrupt, I don't know if they're inept, but none of those are acceptable for agencies that stand as the firewall for people's safety. None of it. You know, I'm looking at earlier today, I was looking at the list of drugs that had to be recalled by the FDA. Remember, they recalled them after they waved their wand and approved them. And only after lots of people got sick and died did they recall them. So they don't provide any safety for us. Come on. Terrible.
Okay, so July was, and since July was just ended yesterday, we can still talk about this. Okay. It was cord blood month.
I know.
That interested me. So basically, you can bank your cord blood after giving birth.
So if you have a baby, you have to set it up ahead of time. But what they do is they store the cord blood cryogenically. So you have all the original stem cells and everything in there. And the theory is that around the time that this person, this child, develops an illness, we will have found a cure for it, and the cord blood will be a viable solution to help them. In fact, my niece, her latest baby, Ivy, they did that. They saved the cord blood.
It says here, and this is on the FDA's website, that the only approved use of cord blood is for treatment of blood-related illnesses.
Yeah, but that's okay. The FDA will change their opinion on that. When enough proof comes to them, and decades later, after people die, then they'll go, oh, yeah, well, maybe cord blood is better than pharmaceutical alternatives. So anyway, you want to talk about listener comments and questions?
Sure.
The first one I have to say, my Facebook wall gets hammered, and then on top of that, I don't really check it thoroughly every single day. So every now and then, something gets by.
Well, I try to go through your Facebook wall. So,
and I appreciate that. And Charles Williams III, who lives in Scandinavia. Where does he live? Does he live in Sweden? I want to say Sweden. And I apologize for not knowing this ahead of time. I'm a dummy. But he posted something nice the other day on my wall, and I just saw it this morning. So I apologize. And Charles, if I remember correctly, he's getting ready to compete again. I think that he said he was throwing his hat back into the competitive ring. So
he said, keep up the good work.
Yeah, there you go. So, and thank you for listening. And he spreads the word about the show a lot.
So Ryan and Rick, I can't use their last name.
Okay, go
but
ahead.
She was talking about how she's, so this is what she put, tired of drinking my smoothies, so made a waffle. So she posted a picture of
a
high protein waffle.
Idea.
And she said she used a scoop of protein powder, a pastured egg, local blueberries, half a banana, sprinkle of cinnamon, and voila.
Voila. The V is pronounced as a W. Voila.
Voila.
Yeah, so that's, and then, so, I never thought about
so then,
that, making a waffle.
I've seen, and so then Rick said grass-fed butter also on the top of it.
And you know what? And local raw honey. Oh, my God, that sounds delicious. I am
so
hungry.
So she's going to have to submit that recipe when we do our cookbook.
Yes, and that's coming soon. We are going to release that very shortly.
We're going to start the contest shortly.
Yes, that's what I mean. We're going to release so people can submit. I got an email from Michael, no last name. Okay, so now the Health Ministry of Canada is going to ban the sales of cigarettes because of cancer, right? No, not at all, because in Canada you can smoke all the cigarettes you want and get all the cancers you want, but you can't buy some erection pill, ED pills, because they might increase the risk of cancer, according to some correlative studies that they have in their file drawers somewhere, because, you ready for this? They contain the sex hormone precursor DHEA. And Canada is worse than the United States in this area. I mean, they have like draconian rules over supplements. You can't even buy, I don't think you can buy melatonin in Canada, believe it or not. I can't stand the absurdity of the government bureaucrats telling us what's allowed and what's not while they're letting tobacco companies sell cigarettes that are causing thousands of cancers every year. They could have said DHEA is by prescription only, so you can't sell it, period. But they had to wrap it up in some we really care about your health cover BS story. It's from last year, but I read it yesterday, and it really upset me. Health Canada recalls sex enhancement pills due to cancer risk. Join the club, Michael. That's the U.S. They complain about this is dangerous for you, but they make their, and I've said it before, in every country, you are allowed to kill people as long as the government can tax it. That's what they do. They get tax dollars from the tobacco industry. They get campaign dollars from the tobacco industry. You can kill the citizenry of any country as long as the government gets their money. That's it. So if the erectile dysfunction over-the-counter supplement companies started paying off the government like the tobacco industry does, they'd probably be able to sell their products better. There you go. It's terrible. I understand your frustration. I feel it regularly. I feel it regularly.
I just wanted to mention this. I get emails.
Real quick, yeah.
Okay, real quick. From Medline Plus, it's updates on diabetes. Mm-hmm. A new report came out yesterday that said one in every 10 visits Americans made to the doctor's office involved diabetes, with the greatest rise among those aged 25 to 44.
Yeah, and you want to know what? And they're even younger.
It's a 34% rise.
Terrible. Terrible, terrible. And we have a lot of great shows next week for you, so you won't want to miss that. Thank you for listening to Casual Friday today.
Bye.
Wait, your signature bye. One more time. Come on.
Bye.